bring my stool as a touching point to shut me down when I need to. If I get talking loud, I got to go to my stool. Bring my stool. Bring it, set it right there, because I get all, got all loud last Sunday. I get happy and screaming. Get that stool out there. When you see me go set that stool, that means I got a cool on period. Because I actually got a lot of things to teach you this morning. And I want you to get a hold of it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Acts 26. Turn to Acts 26. Just sit it here so it can help me. The stool going to help me. I'm going to set myself down if I get crazy. Let's put it in the center there. It's in the center of the aisle so it look pretty decent. There are some questions or some statement I'm going to make prior to ministering this morning. And let's see. I won't do this. You won't do this, Holy Spirit. Write this in your note. Sanctification is living in the reality that the Holy Spirit has a plan for every aspect of your life. It's living in the reality that the Holy Spirit has a plan. Sanctification is living in the reality. Let me give you a little more definition of sanctification also. Sanctification being a lifestyle of yours from God. It's a lifestyle of yours from God. It will take you into an unknown blessing zone that most Christians will never see unless they are taught properly and activate their faith to walk in it. Now, here's what the Spirit of God said to me before part of reading the scriptures and getting into this message. The Holy Spirit said, may I shut down all failures in your life today. That's what the Holy Spirit said. See, based on this knowledge of what sanctification really is and how it works, the Holy Spirit asked the question, may I shut down all failures in your life today?
Yes, sir.
Secondly, may I take you into the Word of God and open favor floodgates in your life.
Yes, sir.
In other words, the sanctified life positions you to be flooded with favor.
Yes, sir.
And then he says, I want to permit me, the Holy Spirit, to give evidence of your true identity.
Yes, sir.
And how it works. Mm-hmm. Your true identity and how it works. Now, most of y'all don't have it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're sitting here looking at me like that. Yes, most of y'all do not have what I'm talking about.
Right. Yes, sir.
So listen.
Yes, sir.
You see, even though you're a Christian, even though you've been walking with God, even though you love God, even though you've read your Bible, but the Holy Spirit has taken us into a new dimension of living.
Yes, sir.
Because we have not known much about sanctification.
That's right.
Matter of fact, we're kind of afraid of it because we know in a natural sense, we're not all that sanctified.
Right.
It's just a scary word because it means living right, living right, living right.
Right.
All right, all right, all right. Today we must stop the accuser. In your life with all of his assaulting lies. Now, I have to explain something before I go any further. When you talk about living a sanctified life, it means a set-apart life. It means a life that you can't do yourself. You're going to find out you need faith and you need the Holy Spirit to do it. But let's look. Let me give you a few words. Salvation. Sanctification. the spirit-filled life, the sword of the spirit. I'm just trying to give you some things that the sanctified life consists of. Step, being guided step by step.
Yes, sir.
That's what this life is. It's separation.
Yes, sir.
Set apart.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm about to use another word now.
Yes, sir.
About to use another word. Sealed.
Right.
See, the Holy Spirit is a sealer.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
now you're sanctified in your spirit
right. Because
you're a child of God.
Amen.
So where the problem coming from?
Soul
and your body. You got to work on both of them all the time to make them function with your spirit in a sanctified life. Life set apart. Life that won't obey God. I need to show you this. Oh, my goodness. Let me show you this about salvation and connect salvation and sanctification.
Okay.
Now, you know I've said that the body of Christ do not have a wide understanding scope of salvation because traditionally and religiously we have studied salvation in the aspect of missing hell to go to heaven.
Right.
But salvation is a whole lot more inclusive than that, because when you're living in your salvation, really that's deliverance, prosperity, healing, health, whole lot of things. You see what I'm saying? And then the Bible tells us, turn to Philippians. Turn to Philippians and we'll come back. Turn to Philippians chapter 2 for a minute. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you to read with me. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. I'm going to get you to read with me because what I'm doing now is showing you that salvation is one aspect, but sanctification is furthering the aspect of your understanding or your receiving from your salvation. If you don't understand sanctification, you short-circuiting your salvation. See, if you don't understand sanctification, you're short-circuiting yourself from receiving from your salvation. Okay? Now, your salvation is already in place in your spirit. Your sanctification is already placed in your spirit. The Holy Spirit is already in your spirit. But it's your soul and your body. So I'm going to show you how to bring them back. So here in Philippians 2, 12, let's read it. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but I have not. Now, underline that in your Bible. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That is not saying you save yourself.
Right.
But that is saying you have to know how to cooperate with God or come in agreement with God to receive what your salvation had brought for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so when you permitting the Holy Spirit to work out his plan in your life and live a clean life, you're working out your salvation. But you're stepping into your sanctification, that your salvation can be validated to do exactly what it do for you right now. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, you ain't following me. You're just being nice. Working out your own salvation is being in partnership with God about what Christ has already done for you on the cross. But if your partnership, let's just use a word, ignorant. If your partnership is nonchalant, or if you don't know what to do, you're going to live your life like a normal person. And you're going to be a church member and a church goer, but your life not going to be no different than nobody else. But once you learn how to function in your set apart position properly and be able to yield to the Holy Spirit plan, then God begin to do things for you out of the ordinary. We sing that song, live. You know how to live? Yeah, you can't live without sanctification. So here he said, work out your own salvation. Now, I thought I was saved. Now he tell me, work it out. I thought I was saved by grace. Now he tell me, work it out. What is he saying? Operate by faith. Come in agreement with me. Find out what I'll do about this.
Right, yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Tell me yes.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir. That's so good, Lord.
See, relationship and fellowship, they are not the same.
That's right. That's right.
So you have to develop an intimacy in fellowship with God on daily basis.
On a daily basis. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Now you just be saying, I'm saved.
Right.
I'm a member of Word of Life Christian Center.
Right. Right.
No, no. You got to put some effort in this thing.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I want to. I want to know what you want me to do.
Yeah, right.
I yield.
Yes. Right. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to show you two times something here so important. He says at the end of that 12th verse, what he said, work. Come on, work. Now, know what he said in verse 13.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's good.
Yeah.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will
right.
and to do of his good pleasure.
Right. Right.
And his good pleasure is an aspect of sanctification.
Yeah.
But he's not asking you to do it yourself.
Right.
He's just saying, work with me.
Yeah, right. Right, 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 right.
If you work with me, I can work for you.
Right.
Don't miss that.
Right.
If you work with me,
yes,
I work for you.
Yes, sir.
Now you see that again. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And then I'm going to show you the same thing about sanctification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. You see? See what that stool doing? That stool up. A stool of police this morning. As soon as you get out, I'm going to call you.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to see the same thing. See, God said for you to do something, but actually he's saying, yield to me.
Yes,
when you yield to me, it will make your doing easy.
Because
yes. You actually can't do it. But he has to put a personal note on this so you'll know I can't do it if you don't play your part. See? Now, notice here in 1 Thessalonians 5. You with me? 23. And the very God of peace, what? Holy, how? I pray what? Your whole what?
Spirit.
And what else?
Soul.
And what else?
And
be what?
Preserved.
All right, now be preserved blameless. Let's stop. Let's park there a minute. Be preserved blameless. See, sin can't stop you. And sin can't have no dominion over you. But you, for lack of better words, you got to add it up when you mess up. But what do you mean by add it up? The Holy Spirit is going to tell you every time you mess up. So you admit, you agree with him. And then repent. And ask him to forgive you. Then as if you hadn't messed up. And you're not going to keep making the same mess. If you're following God, you ain't going to keep doing the same thing. Or you're just a crook.
Yes, sir.
See, God got this thing designed for you as a Christian. If something go wrong in your life, if you miss a turn, he got a design for you to get right back on the road. See, if you're driving and you got them things on the road, bump, 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 you know you're not on your side. Ask Barbara. You know you're not on your side. Thank God for those things, boy. They tell you what? Especially if you drive an RV. You see, I'm driving, you know, I'm going along there, and I'm not sleeping, but, you know, it's just a big vehicle, and the thought, bump, my wife look at me. I'm going to tell you, get your tail back between them lines. You know? Well, in life, bump, 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 bump. You know, how many of y'all know when the bump? Yeah, yeah. Everybody here, you know when you're out of line, but that don't mean you're going to hell. That don't mean you don't love God. That means God loves you and he bump, 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 gets you and say, hey, let me help you get back this thing lined back up. That's what sanctification is. See? So here, I got to hurry. Here, First Thessalonians 5:23, and I almost had to go to school just now. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Do what? Sanctify you, right? I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He did the same thing here in Thessalonians that he did in Philippians. Look at verse 24. He acts as if you're going to do it, but he says, faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. He's God good, isn't he? He's telling you to do it, but he's letting you know, I'm not going to leave you by yourself. I'm going to help you do it, but you got to let me help you. You got to let me help you. Now, all right, turn. Now, go back. No, I better go here. Go to 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. In this text, it going to reveal one aspect of why he's telling you to work out your salvation. He's saying the same thing about working out your sanctification.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And working out your sanctification is keeping your soul and body in alignment with your spirit by faith, by feeding it properly.
Yes, sir.
And what you're doing now here this morning, permitting your spirit to be taught and to be trained, that when you need that training, you can step out on it.
That's it.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
I'm going to put some of y'all on this stool after a while. I'm going to call you by name and say, go sit on the stool. Time out. You're not listening. Time out. All right. 1 Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians?
Yes.
Chapter 4, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 3. Now here you're going to talk about possessing your body.
Right.
It's a form of sanctification.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For this is the will of God, even your what?
Sanctification.
I heard four people. Now I'm going to try one more time. I wish I had some more stools here. Listen. For this is the will of God. It's the will of God, right?
Yes, sir.
Even your what?
Sanctification.
Somebody still didn't say it. One more time. For this is the will of God, even your
sanctification,
that you should abstain from fornication.
Right, right, right.
What is fornication? What is that? Fornication. That's shacking. Let's sleep in the bed with somebody you're not married to and touching them at the same time.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. That's good, Father.
Lord Jesus.
Look at verse 4.
Yes, sir.
Look at verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel.
Yeah.
In sanctification and honor.
Right. Right. Yes, sir.
Y'all read that over there? It's in there. Now, here's what's so beautiful. God wouldn't tell me to do something that I couldn't do. You a lie. You talking about I couldn't help myself. You a lie.
Right. Yes, sir.
You a lie. You a lie. You a whore.
Right.
You a Christian whore.
Right.
You lie.
Right. Yes, sir.
You lie.
Right.
The Bible says you can do it. The Bible told you not to do it. You tell me, I couldn't help myself, man. She was fine. No, you a whore.
Glory.
See, because you don't have to do that.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
And then I won't stand there too long. A man really can't handle no more one woman. She a good woman?
Right.
You just blowing.
Right.
You got a good woman. You lying. You can't. Man, talking about you had 84 women. How you gonna have 84 women? You thought I'm a man. You talking to me? Talking to me like I'm stupid? The Holy Spirit is the planner.
Right.
Plan like plans.
Right.
He's the planner of God's purpose for your life. The Holy Spirit is God bringing that purpose to reality as we learn to yield to His will for our life. Now, I'm going to give you a scripture in a minute. I'm going to make a statement. To live the sanctified life, we have to know the mind of the Spirit and the will of God and to love God, receive His calling, and to be living, willing to live in His plan on purpose. And that's Romans 8:26-28. We don't need to read that. I want you to just go ahead there. Romans 8:26. The will of God, His purpose, His love, His call. All right. Living. Just give me a little time to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Living in the Holy Spirit plan of sanctification will cause your life to be pleasing to the Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
When your life is pleasing to the Father, it will cause your life to be blessed and highly favored.
Thank you, Lord.
This the sanctified life is a highway to the blessings of God and the high favor of God. I know that by revelation and manifestation. God really want to be better than you. But we got to work with Him. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
then He give us the strength and the power to do it because He gave us the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Amen. Thank yes, sir. You.
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Here are four explosive blessings from God through Jesus to put us in an awesome position. Because that may be somebody here in an awful position. But God wants to put you in an awesome position because you're His child. He loves you. He wants you to have the best. But you got to do it the way He wants it done. But He's talking to you right now. He's got more for you. God wants to raise you up. God wants to use you as evidence. God wants to use you as advertisement. That He's a good God.
Yeah.
He's a good Father.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Every good gift and every perfect gift
cometh
from the Father of light,
in
whom no variety, neither shadow of turning.
Yeah.
God has not changed His mind. He's a good God.
Yes.
You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
If you know that, say hallelujah. Right here, right this morning, God is trying to get something to you. He's always trying to get something to us. He says, just give me your attention for a little while. I'm trying to do something you can't do for yourself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
That's real.
Thank you, God.
If you want to talk about Father's Day, oh my God. When you recognize God is your Father, you recognize that He's your Heavenly Father and that He wants you blessed in the city and in the field. And that's what you're dealing with right now. He want to deal with it for you. Any good father take care of his child. So I say to him, Happy Father's Day. Talk to my father. He's a good man. He's a good God. He's a good God. I serve a good God.
Good God.
Turn, sit down. Great, turn. I'm about through. I'm about through. We're going home. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Y'all, do y'all have any strap back there for this thing? In this 30th verse of 1 Corinthians 1.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Look at what Jesus is to us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir.
Notice it's four things, but sanctification right in the middle of it. See, it said, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us what?
Wisdom.
What is wisdom? Wisdom is divine insight.
Right.
Wisdom is able to see what God sees.
Yeah.
Is God wisdom?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You recognize if you stop and pause long enough, you'll see things you've never seen before. Every problem you have, there's wisdom for it.
Yes, sir.
Every desire you have, there's wisdom for it.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
And that wisdom is already in you.
Yeah.
And see, when you're operating in sanctification, it connects with that wisdom properly.
Yes, sir.
Say the wisdom of God,
is
on the inside of me.
Hallelujah.
You know what that means? You know what follow wisdom? Gold, silver, blessing. You can't account for. That's already in you. How many of y'all got Jesus on the inside of you? Well, that wisdom is already in you, but it does not work automatically.
Right. Yes, sir.
You got to know how to make wisdom withdraw. Yeah, you got money in the bank. It don't come to you automatically.
Right.
But you know you got some numbers.
Right.
Had a man we had paid, and he's trying to cash over a $2,000 check. And the lady said, handwriting don't look right. She called, and if my wife wouldn't lose that check, that man wouldn't have got that check. He wouldn't have got no money. But connection, you see.
Right.
She knew who Carolyn was, and Carolyn said, yeah, that's a good check. One of them other girls with a sign or something, it didn't look like the right signature. And he said, no, they had him standing at the line. He could, no money, sir. And if you just like that, if you don't recognize that what you're dealing with right now, there's some wisdom in store for you to handle that.
Thank you, Lord.
Hi-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya.
Come on now.
Man, you know, we've been preached at and holler and scream, but man, we blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, we are blessed.
We need to know, you know, now just this moment here. Now you say now, you're dealing with something. Mm-hmm. You said, the man of God said that's wisdom on the inside of me.
Right.
I'm calling that wisdom out right now to deal with this.
Right.
See, that's practicing in the word.
Right.
And that's so important that you don't just come here and rip and run and holler and scream and leave here and act like you nobody.
Right, that's it. That's right. That's it.
Now, I feel the presence of God right now.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I sense God saying to you, use my wisdom on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
Use the wisdom that Jesus died for you to have.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's not on Walmart wisdom. It's from God. And then you got four things on the inside of you that Jesus became to you. Four things. He's wisdom to you. Look, notice it. Who is God and made unto us wisdom and righteousness. Now, I listened to the tape, and I asked you all, how many of y'all know you're the righteousness of God? How many of y'all know you're the righteousness of God? Same thing happened today. How many of y'all know you're the righteousness of God? Hey, y'all got smart over here. Y'all did. Yeah. But that happened to me last time. People are afraid to say they're the righteousness of God.
Right.
Write in your notes, 2 Corinthians 5:21.
Yes, sir.
You've been made the righteousness of God in Christ.
Right. Yes, sir.
Righteousness mean, watch, listen to what I'm about to say now, because it's something to do with this sanctification. I am in position to have everything this book says.
Right. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Righteousness mean every promise in this book belong to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it. Yes, sir.
Not because I'm so good. But because I draw from the dividend of the Jesus that live on the inside of me. I have a right to be healthy. I have a right to be wealthy. I have a right to be happy. I have a right to be full of joy. I have a right to victory. I have the right to a long life. I have a right to dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I have a right to ask for something and receive it. It's already paid for. Tell somebody next to you it's already paid for. Tell them everything you need, everything you desire, everything you want is already paid for in Christ. I have a right to be blessed. I have a right to be happy. I have a right to be healthy. I have a right to have plenty of money.
Hallelujah.
I know some of y'all got off the bus there, but that's all right. It's all there anyway. Righteousness. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right, Matthew 6:33, and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I am the righteousness of God. It's already, Jesus Christ became righteous for me and gave me his righteousness. Now look, wait, sit down a minute. I'm going to close in a minute and let y'all go have your Father's Day. Now he said he's been made to us wisdom and righteousness, but look at the next word now. And sanctification. So I have the ability of sanctification on the inside of me. In other words, to set my life apart, let the Lord have his way with my life. That's what sanctification is. Lord, have your way. Purify me. Keep me clean. I want to live a holy life. Don't tell me you can't. I was a street runner. I was a womanizer. I was a player. I was 1 inch from a pimp. But I got saved. I got saved. You saved. How many of y'all saved? See, I got saved. Now I wasn't saved with all that. I got saved. So when I did, he put wisdom in me. He put righteousness in me. Oh my goodness. He put sanctification in me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't tell me you can't stop
doing
wrong things.
Right.
You lying.
Right. Yes,
sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, you want to do it.
Right.
I tell you what, I'll come lay my hand on you.
Right.
You'll quit then.
Yes, sir.
And redemption.
Right.
And redemption.
And redemption. Yes, sir.
I'm blood bought.
Yeah, right.
Go to 1 Corinthians 6.
Yes, sir.
Go to 1 Corinthians 6.
Glory to God.
Yeah, man, what? I'm the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness of God. Yes, sir.
Live They said, live on the top of the world. You haven't lived on top of the world unless you understand that you're the wisdom of God and the righteousness of God and sanctification and redemption, blood. Somebody died for me to have this. This already paid for. Heaven backed this up. Heaven will help me with this because Jesus paid for it. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
You had 1 Corinthians 6? Ooh, katala mashata. Now I ain't going to no stool for that. Got a la kasha. Verse 19.
Glory to God.
Look at verse 19 stop.
What?
I can't hear y'all.
What?
Say it again.
What?
Say it again.
What?
That's what's gonna happen to you if you try to go astray. Say it again.
What?
You out your mouth. What? What you about to do?
What?
After all that man taught you, what? Now notice, what know you not that your body, what? My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you or in me? You mean to tell me the Holy Ghost in me? What you have of God, look at the end of this verse. Look at the end of this verse.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can't take God's body and do anything with it.
That's good.
My body don't belong to me anymore. How many of you all in here want to live a holy life? No, I don't want no hand snatchers. I want your hand held up. Because the grace of God is present here.
Hallelujah.
And blessings that have been looking for you are about to find you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Receive it. Receive it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Every attack will have to be taken back. The Father, take your hand off of my child.
Thank you, Father.
You receive that? The trouble you've been seeing is leaving now.
Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Things that have been held up are being turned loose right now. Case is being placed under my grace right now.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you.
You haven't lived yet until I've done some things in your life you can't explain.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father.
Mm. I'm about to rearrange your organs and your finances. Many paper trail about to be erased. You don't know what that is, right? That means many debts about to be canceled. I'm about to rearrange the last deal that didn't go right for you. One more, y'all sit down. One more, I'm just.
Thank you.
One
thank
more.
You,
thank you, Father. Glory to God. Shaka hey, pro Hey, pro shakata.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory thank you, Father. I receive it.
Verse 20 says, for you are bought with a price.
Yeah.
Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. What's your God?
Yes, sir.
I belong to him.
He belonged
to
me.
What I have
belonged
to him. Watch out.
What he
had.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Belonged to me. Somebody run. Somebody run. Yes, sir. Somebody run. When you hear something like that, man, what he got belonged to me? What? Somebody got to run on that. Yeah, it belonged to you. That's right, daughter. It belonged to you. What he has, what I have belonged to him. But then what a change. What he has belonged to me. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory. I'm getting happy here now, boy. Glory. You know somebody in here has the audacity to believe me? Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. I'm getting blessed, man. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Woo! You feel that?
Yeah.
He moving in.
Glory.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you feel that, don't you? That's the glory rolling. The glory rolling in. The glory rolling in. The glory rolling in. The glory rolling in. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I want everybody to know I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Glory. Glory. Glory, hallelujah. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 2. I'll be going over them, same scripture, but I'm going over them. I'd watch my dad move in the spirit. He'd go over scripture over and over again. Moving from faith to the anointing, and then the glory show up. When the glory comes, God start ministering himself. He start touching people, doing things for people. Hallelujah. When the glory comes, let the glory fall. Hallelujah. I say let the glory fall. When the glory comes, people get ministered to by God himself. Ministers got to know how to get out the way. You teach and you preach. You walk in faith, you release the anointing, but when the glory comes, let it settle on the people. God himself want to do something. You got to let him do it when he comes. Glory, hallelujah. I said glory, hallelujah. Woo, glory. I got happy in here. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. When the glory comes, God doing things that in your life that nobody else knows. You don't pray, preach, and teach, and the presence come and you ignore him. You're going to keep on talking and keep on teaching, and the glory have come, and God have come to minister to people himself. That's what the glory is. The glory is all that he is, all that he has. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name.
For the Lord is good.
And his mercy
endures forever.
I want you to know I'm blessed. Tell somebody. Glory. Hallelujah. You getting anything?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You getting anything?
Yes, sir.
And no sense cutting the fountain off. Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing regular about God. He's a good God. He's moving right now. He's blessing his people right now. Thank God. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him thanks right now. Give him praise. Say, this is my moment. This is my time. This is what I've been looking for. That is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Let me go over here and see if they got anything over here.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless his holy name.
Bless his
holy name. For the Lord is good, isn't he? Huh? Shout it out. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good. The Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
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 Woo!
glory, 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 hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory. For his mercy endures forever. I say, for his mercy endures forever. Forever. Glory. His mercy endures forever. His mercy gets you some rest. Oh, glory to God. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. His mercy. Come on, help me. His mercy endures forever, John. His, oh, glory to God. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. Hallelujah. Somebody help me here. I'm about to close. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Receive, children. Receive, receive. Korabasata. Korababasata. Korabasata kasa. Korabasata. Now, I don't know if it's the, listen, I don't know if it's the storm or the stone. I got too mixed up. But whatever it is, it's about to move. Cha-cha kasa. Cha-cha rarabasha. Oh, 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 boom, boom, boom. Oh, oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Gee, what you looking at? Jesus, Jesus. Glory to God. Ho, ho, ho. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. We're getting there. Glory to God. We're closer than we've ever been. Glory to God. We just got to let it go, you know. I said we just got to let it go, you know. We just got to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Receive what you need. The time has come. Be blessed. 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 The time has come. The time has come. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. The time has come. The time has come. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, oh, stick your head over here. Stick your head. Come on. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. The time has come. Glory, glory. Check on the mother. The time has come. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Time. Yeah, it come. Yeah, it come. It's here now. The time has come. Your time has come. Oh, sabasata. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. I say glory to God. Glory. Somebody y'all gonna help me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness. Glory to God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you. Yeah, I come. Thank you for your goodness. I mean, I've drawn like a card to you, girl. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it's just like a hammer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just receive. God, don't just receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hey, you ham. Glory. Receive it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, bread. Hallelujah, Kasher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be healed.
Glory to God. Glory.
Glory, glory, glory. Well, lift your hand and praise him. We got off in there. We got off here. You know, the Spirit of God got the movement. Glory to God. I say I'm not going to hold him back. I'm going to let him flow. Let him flow. Glory to God. Let him flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Almost. Glory.
Glory.
Bless his name.
Bless his name.
The Lord good, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Somebody shout.
Hallelujah.
Glory. 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 I don't know what you're going to do with this, Leroy. Ha-cha-ta-la-la-ha-ya. He-te-pe-ko-sa-la-ba-sha. Ka-ta-la-la-ma-sha-ta. Shh. I tell him we'll give him an invitation. That's right, touch him with his Bible. Now I gotta wait till he get up. I should have told him with my mouth. I touch him with his Bible. What you laughing at? Glory! Afraid. I see some of y'all looking at me. Y'all, you don't have to be afraid. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. It's good. It's the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the Lord doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. Yeah, see, if you pray like that, things happen. When you pray, you go praying, things happen, you know. When you pray, things go to happening, you know. God, they go to happening. God, they're going to happen. Open the door for the Holy Ghost. I say, open the door for the Holy Ghost. One time in your life, open the door. Open the door. Open the door. Open the door for the Holy Ghost. One time in your life. Open the door. Let the Holy Ghost in. Let him in. Hallelujah. Open the door for the Holy Ghost. Open the door. Say it. Open the door for the Holy Ghost. What's your name? What's your name? That's your daughter? Yeah. You say and filled with the Holy Ghost? Yeah. Pretty little girl. Hallelujah. When I looked back at him, I said, that's his daughter. Hallelujah. Your first time here? Oh, okay. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I remember being in some meeting. The Holy Ghost came like this. I was in church, some churches, and I got stuck. I know two churches. I got stuck in the spirit, couldn't get out. But the church was new to me, but it had a door. Junior can tell you about it in Montreal. They had a door. I didn't know whether that door was locked, barred, or what, but I hit it. That's why I had to get out of the presence of the people. I was stuck in the service. So happened the door came open, I get the Holy Ghost helping me. But so I've been in meeting like this with the Spirit of God. And in this church, it's bomb for meeting like this.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know why? Much praying, and it got a lot of clean people in this church.
Yes, sir.
People who really love God. I'm telling the truth.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
Yes, sir.
People who really love God. I'm not stupid. I know he got a lot of clean people in this church who really love God.
Right. Yes, sir.
I know that. A lot of prayers in this church.
Yes, sir.
A lot of givers in this church.
Yes, sir.
A lot of holy living.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I know I'm not the only one. Hallelujah. You got blessed?
Yes.
Give him some praise then.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Get up, boy, and go give the invitation. Wake him up. I don't want to touch him with that bobbin. Get him up. Shake him up. Get up there and go invite somebody to come to Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn around three times and give two people a high five. Glory to God. Let you know you've been somewhere. Can you count?
Yes.
I said give two people a high five. Where Montreal went to? He ain't out somewhere else, huh? There he is. Can you handle? You need Junior to do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody need to be saved? Come on to the altar. Anybody need a good church? Come on to the altar. Anybody need to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Come on to the altar. Right now. Leave your seat. Come right now. Why the spirit running and flowing? Come now. Who is it? Who need to come? Who need to testify? Who need to say it's me? Come right now. Montreal too drunk to do anything. Check the person around you. Argue with them if they like they ain't saved. Tell them, drag them up here. Get them up here. Take them out. Tell him I'll go to the altar with you. There you go. Bring him. I'll go. Come on. Come on, saints. Get a hold of him. There's people in here need help. There's people in here need ministering to.